everybody. Welcome back to another episode of On The Mix. I'm your host, Lindsay. And today, I decided that I wanted to talk to you guys about another couple from music history, Madonna and Sean Penn. I never knew that these two got together, nonetheless got married. I think an even more shocking surprise for me researching this episode was how crazy their dynamic was and all of the scandals that surround their relationship. And even still to this day, there's a lot of speculation over whether any of those scandals are true or if they're just rumors, but I have everything here, so let's just kind of jump right on into it. Madonna. We all know Madonna. She was born August 16th, 1958. She was once a straight-A student from Michigan, and she would end up dropping out of college in 1978 when she was 20 to pursue a career in show business in New York, and that's kind of where she would create her branding. She originally found work as a backup dancer, and in 1983, her self-debut album went to number 8 on the Billboard 200. She was already making quite the name for herself. Her style was very eclectic. By the time she was 26, she was already a massive music star and a global fashion icon. I would say she probably still is. Her second album, Like a Virgin, would then skyrocket to number 1 in the country. And this is where she would then fall into the lap of Sean Penn. In January 1985, she was filming the music video for her single Material Girl for the album Like a Virgin. And it was here on set that fate befell her when she set her eyes upon Sean Penn. So Sean Penn, he was a rising star at this time. He was in memorable performances for movies such as The Trap and Fast Times at Ridgemont High, which is, I think, where most people know him from back in the day at this time. Sean was friends with Mary Lambert, who was the director for the Material Girl music video, and it was said that Sean had a well-known crush on Madonna, and so when he heard that his friend Mary was directing the music video for Material Girl, that he decided he would take the chance and pop on over to visit the set to see Madonna. And apparently, it was love at first sight between the two of them. Madonna would later recall, "I was standing up at the top of these steps, and I looked down and noticed this guy in a leather jacket and sunglasses kind of standing in the corner looking at me. And then I realized it was Sean Penn, and I immediately had this fantasy that we were going to meet and fall in love and get married," which is exactly what happened. That is true, actually, so it's pretty funny. After striking up a conversation, Madonna gave Sean a single rose from her dressing room, and the two of them hit it off. So this was kind of a really fast whirlwind romance. This didn't really go super slow or casual. It was said, though, at the beginning they were dating, but they weren't mutually exclusive, but at some point in the game here, they met each other's respective families, and then only 6 months into them dating, they ended up marrying. So somewhere along the road here, he proposed to her, and then 6 months into them dating, they got married. During the wedding preparations, which would end up being the talk of the town for sure, like Sean Penn and Madonna getting married, that was massive news. And everyone who was everyone showed up at this event. But during the preparations for the wedding, Madonna's team urged Sean Penn to sign a prenup, but he refused. And because he refused to sign a prenup, this resulted in a lot of arguments and almost calling off the wedding just for the sake of the matter that he refused to sign a prenup. This was a massive point of contention for the both of them for different reasons. Sean alleged that Madonna's team was, quote, "a bunch of pathetic idiots who accused me of trying to take Madonna's money. It was absolutely ridiculous." So despite the constant fights that they would have about the prenup, eventually they kind of pushed him into a corner and he finally agrees to sign the prenup. And then the wedding continues on and preparations go on and everything seems to be fine, right? Well, apparently Sean and Madonna barely spoke after he signed the prenup, and tensions were high. Probably because he was forced into signing something he didn't want to sign, and Madonna probably felt that he was being a bit of an asshole because he didn't want to sign the prenup. So people on both sides of the coin here, like Sean's people, like his friends, and then Madonna's people, her friends, they all had like differing opinions on this relationship. They both thought, each of their respective sides both thought the other person wasn't suited for their friend. So Sean also did not like Madonna's New York friends, and Madonna didn't really like Sean's LA Hollywood friends. They come from two different worlds. She's from the music side of it on the East Coast. He's from the Hollywood entertainment movie TV side of it from Los Angeles, West Coast. So they already both come from very separate worlds, and they're trying to merge their worlds together. He doesn't appreciate her friends, and she doesn't appreciate a lot of his friends, but they try the best that they could to make it work. It was mostly Madonna's friends that were like, Madonna, Sean's a recluse, and he's absolutely insane. You should probably either cut him loose, or you need to tell him he's got to get help. Sean was kind of considered sort of a bad boy, I suppose. Like, he would get into a lot of trouble down the road with his drinking and his anger issues. And he was, like, quick to anger. He had a wicked temper. I would imagine he maybe still has that. Although maybe as he's aged, he's mellowed a bit. But I would imagine that back in his heyday in the 80s, that he was an absolute tornado of a person. Like, you wouldn't want to be around this guy. And the stories that I'm about to share in terms of what befell Madonna and their relationship really shows me that this guy is either literally insane, or this is all made up and these stories come from straight out of a Hollywood playbook. Guests for the wedding were sent pink invitations stating to join them in celebrating Madonna and Sean Penn's wedding in a joint birthday party. So they didn't explicitly say wedding. They kind of dubbed it as the birthday party because they had it on Madonna's birthday, August 16th, 1985. And then the following day was Sean Penn's birthday. So that's kind of how they worded it, because they didn't want anyone to figure out where this wedding was going to be and then leak that to the press. They did not want the press to find out about the details of this wedding, because then they would crash and paparazzi would be everywhere trying to get photographs and sell them to the tabloids. So how it worked was people that RSVP'd to the wedding had to give a phone number. So the day before the wedding, these guests that RSVP'd were phone call, telephoned, and they were given the address to the wedding, and that was it. And because there wasn't any way for them to send wedding gifts from their registry, like, beforehand, all the guests had to bring their wedding gifts with them. They got married at millionaire Don Unger's estate in Malibu on August 16th, like I said, 1985. So in less than an hour, the entire media and press were already aware of the details of the wedding. How that happened, I mean, who knows, right? It's the media. I think the media would try to find out any bit of information. Of course, now the cover was blown. It was known that the media knew about their wedding details. And at first, Sean asked Madonna to let the press in to the venue and take some complimentary photographs so she could spend the rest of the evening in peace, but Madonna flatly refused. And this would get crazy. So there were stories of paparazzi hanging from trees, hiding in bushes, camouflaging themselves, going into the next door neighbor's houses and taking photographs from the balcony, from windows, literally anywhere. And then helicopters came into the mix. So now there was a helicopter circling over this mansion that was literally hanging over the edge of a cliff overlooking the Pacific Ocean on a beach. Beautiful venue. But like, now the helicopters are coming into this, and Sean Penn was losing his absolute mind now at this point. He couldn't take it anymore. Allegedly, he somehow had a shotgun with him. I don't know why he'd bring a shotgun with him to his wedding. But he brought a shotgun with him and he had it. And he was firing the shotgun into the air to get rid of the helicopters. And he even went as far as walking all the way down to the beach where the venue was. And he wrote, "Fuck off," in the sand below the estate, large enough so that it could be seen from the helicopters. But of course, even though they took a photograph of that, and that's a pretty funny photo, that did not stop the paparazzi from hanging around and taking a lot of photographs. So according to the New York Post, Sean Penn would later comment, "I would have been very excited to see one of those helicopters burn and the bodies inside melt." After this incident, Madonna ordered Sean to lock his firearms away in a strong box, threatening to leave him otherwise. I mean, yeah, that's quite outrageous behavior, that he would bring a shotgun to his own wedding. I don't know why there's no reason I could think of why he would do that. So that's pretty interesting. Maybe just a way to threaten somebody that tries to come through and crash the wedding, but I don't, it does not make sense. How they dressed for this wedding? Well, it's pretty funny. Sean Penn wore a black Versace suit purchased a week earlier on Rodeo Drive for only $695. So due to inflation, I don't know what that would be now, probably a couple $1,000s, but still, like, I mean, I'd say a Versace suit he purchased on Rodeo Drive. That seems very not that expensive. Madonna, however, she went balls to the wall and she ordered a custom $10,000 white dress. The designer was Marlene Stewart, who was in charge of the costumes for her tour for Like a Virgin. So she says, "We wanted something with the style of the 50s, something Grace Kelly would have worn." And I don't think I really read 50s Grace Kelly when I saw Madonna's wedding dress. It was like a strapless dress with like these purple flowers going from the top to the side of her waist. A lot of tears. And then she wore a bowler hat with a veil attached to it. This wedding dress of hers, along with the veil and the shoes, would be later sold at auction in 2014, and it was sold for the sum of $81,250. So the two of them get married, they have their nuptials, they have their honeymoon, they do all of that. A couple months later, in September, Madonna and Sean were featured on the cover of People magazine with the headline "Madonna Weds Penn." And then the snippet of the article from inside the magazine reads as such: "The world watches from afar as the pop princess takes reclusive film star Sean Penn on a walk to the altar. From above the bluffs of Point Doom, Malibu, a half dozen choppers filled with photographers sent down a windy backwash in a constant din. Below, at the huge wooden gates fronting real estate developer Dan Unger's $6.5 million home, blue blazered guards oversaw an ID check of all who entered, while inside, others prepared for the evening ahead by arming themselves with infrared binoculars to scan the perimeter for intruders. One interloper, an Italian photographer in camouflage gear and blackened face, who had been hiding in the shrubbery since 1:30 in the morning, was ejected and his pictures of the blessed event were destroyed." So some people that I remember being the guests at this wedding were Tom Cruise, Cher, Christopher Walken, a couple of other people. Like I said, like very famous. Anyone who was anyone at that time. Oh, Emilio Estevez. I remember him being one of the guests. Anyone who was anyone, you know, music-wise and Hollywood actor-wise was at this wedding. So that gives you kind of an idea of who went. So all seemed well in their marriage at first. The two of them actually appeared in a movie together called Shanghai Surprise in 1986, and Madonna dedicated her album True Blue to Sean in the same year, 1986. So things seemed to be going well initially, but things then quickly spiraled downwards. And now we get to really see the quote-unquote true character of Sean Penn. Sean would apparently have issues with anger and jealousy surrounding Madonna. According to a lot of people, like her family and friends, Sean was jealous of Madonna's success. One of the earliest reports of this kind of anger and jealousy happening occurred in April 1986 when they were both in a nightclub together and he saw Madonna kissing songwriter David Walensky. So he attacked David Walensky. A source would tell People magazine at the time, quote, "The marriage had been undergoing stress all the time, but this was the first major stress, the first really traumatic episode for Madonna. Walensky was someone she knew and it really shook her up." Sean was only fined $1,700 for this altercation and was sentenced to 1 year of probation for the blow-up. But amid this scandal, Sean would take it a step further when he claimed, and he believed truly, that Madonna was having an affair with Nick Kamen, who was her collaborator on the song Each Time You Break My Heart. She denied cheating on Sean, and seeing Nick with Madonna made Sean very jealous, of course. So I think that's really interesting because he accused her of cheating on him. But from my understanding, from what I know, just from the perspective of psychology, just because I'm interested in psychology, when someone actually does cheat on you and they're the ones that cheat, they will be so paranoid that they will then accuse you of cheating on them, even though there's no proof. So I am just thinking, well, could it even be possible that Sean Penn cheated on her? I'm just spitballing here. Could it be also possible that if he did cheat on Madonna at this point in the game, that he would then turn around on her and make these stupid allegations of her cheating on him when there's no proof? I think that could explain why, because there's no reason why he would be so paranoid about her cheating with this random guy unless he had his own demons about him. And he was anxious and paranoid that it would come through that he was cheating on her. And again, there's nothing that claims he ever did cheat on her. I'm just thinking, like, there's no reason for him to really go on the notion of, oh, she cheated on this guy. Unless he literally just for some reason hated Madonna and he was jealous totally 100% of everything. And he had an inferiority complex with other men being around Madonna, his property. But again, that still points to insecurity on Sean Penn's part. So it's only a matter of, you know, would it make sense to say that, to give a reason for this, that he could have cheated on Madonna? Or is it just the notion of he's just a very insecure little man that just hated Madonna, actually, hated her success? It just seems to spiral down even further to be where now there's actual domestic violence and abuse being alleged here. In June 1987, Madonna went to Cedars-Sinai Hospital for an x-ray after Sean Penn allegedly hit her across the head with a baseball bat. At the time, they had been having a heart-to-heart talk about reconciling because Madonna, at this time, she was considering divorcing him. She just didn't want to be with him anymore, but the divorce didn't stick. Like, she didn't follow through divorcing him at this time in the game. She just was having a lot of issues with him, of course. So this divorce didn't go through on round one. And at this point, with this baseball bat incident, she refused to press charges. You know, I think in a lot of respects, she loved him a lot, and she really thought that he would be her Prince Charming for her. She clearly loved him a lot, but Sean Penn just had so many issues, too many issues. I hope that he is not this way now. That does not excuse how he was in the past, ever, because nothing could ever, ever excuse domestic violence. And this following incident that actually led her to divorce him now was the nail in the coffin for her. This is literally crazy. This is insane. So 1 year later, she sticks it out for one more year, thinking that, oh, hopefully he'll change and will change. So 1 year later, on December 28th, 1988, Madonna called the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department to their shared home on Carbon Mesa Road following a fight. According to the police report filed by Madonna, this incident occurred just after 4 p.m. when Sean scaled their Malibu home and climbed into her bedroom window. Madonna had allowed all the help at the time off for the holidays, so it was just her in her room. Sean found her alone, and he told her that he owned her lock, stock, and barrel, quote unquote. So just saying for some reason that he owned her. So like I said, that she was his property. He could do what he wanted with her. He was drunk because he had been drinking straight from the bottle, and he was going off on one. According to this report, when she told him she was leaving the house, he tried to bind her hands with an electric lamp and cord. And she was screaming, and she was afraid for her life. Madonna fled the bedroom, and what followed was apparently a 9-hour ordeal, which left Madonna deeply shaken. Sean chased her into the living room, caught her, and then bound her to a chair with heavy twine. And it was here that he threatened to cut off her hair, but he threatened a lot more. He allegedly smacked and roughed up Madonna while she was tied to a chair and then left for a few hours to buy more alcohol. So he left Madonna literally tied to this chair, bound and gagged, only to return and continue terrorizing her. And according to this report, he only agreed to untie her after she, quote, agreed to perform a degrading sex act on him, end quote. She then fled the house and ran to her car. For a wedding gift that he bought her, a 1957 Thunderbird, I believe that was the year. So I think it's really ironic that the same car that he bought for her lovingly for her and his wedding, she ends up fleeing to the car and running away from her husband in the same car. I just thought that was a bit of an ironic kind of like moment there. So Sean ran after her, and she, as quickly as she could, got into her car. She locked the doors and the windows. Sean would bang on the windows as she raced off to the sheriff's office. And when she got to the police office, she stumbled inside. Of course, because at this point, she's bloodied, she's bruised, she was gagged for so many hours. Who knows what else happened to her? Like, she was terrorized, and she felt absolute sheer terror and panic. And for 9 hours, that can really mess you up psychologically. So she was abused for 9 hours straight. The lieutenant at the time, Bill McSweeney, said, quote, "I hardly recognized her as Madonna. She was weeping, her lip was bleeding, and she had obviously been struck." So Penn was charged with felony domestic assault for this incident, but Madonna told the district attorney to drop the charges against him due to the fact that he was already facing 60 days in jail for an earlier incident in which he assaulted an extra on a film that he had done some time prior. So he had stacked up a long rap sheet here of assault and battery and abuse and DUIs. He was just off on one at this time. He had also been previously arrested for attempted murder when he was caught dangling a paparazzi photographer over his 9th floor hotel room balcony while he was filming that movie Shanghai Surprise with Madonna. You know, just casual attempted murder. No problem there. You know, assault on a film extra. No big deal. And that, for me, really says a lot, because on a film set, you are the movie star, and an extra is just there for maybe a day or 2 days, however long it takes for their part to be filmed. And they don't say anything as an extra. They just walk around in the background. So extras are already seen in the industry as kind of like, I don't know what another phrase to say except for low-hanging fruit. Like, they're just kind of seen as like, you know, whatever, you know. So for Sean Penn to assault a film extra, that really shows me that he has no care for people that are deemed as below him. And he thinks that he's above everybody else because he's Sean Penn. He's the best thing since sliced bread, I guess. The attempted murder says a lot for me, that he was willing to dangle a paparazzi person. No matter how annoying paparazzi can be, you don't just like dangle some guy over the 9th floor hotel room balcony and like not get away with attempted murder, because like he could have literally died. But in that case specifically, Sean had apparently somehow slipped out of jail and fled the jail, which was on an island, on a jet ski somehow. How that happened, I don't know, but one could probably ascertain that Sean slipped maybe a bit of money or something to a guard and was like, "Hey, I'm Sean Penn, can you let me out?" Sean Penn is no escape artist. I really find it hard to believe that Sean didn't kind of meander his way out there with a bit of help, you know, from someone in that jail. So the fact that he slipped out of jail, yeah, that says a lot to me as well. But he served prison time also for drunk driving and a probation violation for all of this. All of that and more was mostly the reason why Madonna didn't want to press charges. But also, it's said that she didn't want to press charges because she still loved him. And she was, you know, a victim of his abuse. But at the same time, victims of abuse, you know, they're often too scared to press charges, or in some way they still love the person that they're with. So, you know, I think for Madonna, the fact that she didn't press charges, that doesn't surprise me. She's been through a lot at this point. But again, that doesn't surprise me that she didn't press charges. It would have been nice had she did. But, you know, of course, you know, she loved him, so she didn't. At the time, Madonna noted that hers and Sean's personalities clashed a lot, but she argued that they tempered each other's worst qualities. She says, quote, "I'm an impulsive person and he thinks about things for a long time. And he broods and he's very suspicious in a lot of ways. And I'm trusting and gullible. He's made me more tolerant. I think I've helped him to be funny," end quote. She said that in 1987, a year before this whole incident here. That just goes to show like kind of how kind of brainwashed she was into believing that he was a really nice, sweet person. He eventually pled guilty to misdemeanor in this case here. He has made light of the allegations since that time. In a 1991 interview with Playboy magazine, he addressed the claim that he did this to her because at the time when that whole incident happened with him tying her up and abusing her for 9 hours straight, that in the press, this horrible line was going around in the press that he, quote, dressed her up like a turkey, end quote. So he was making light of that claim, right? That whole claim he abused her. He said, quote, after I read that stuff, I thought long and hard about what one would do to dress someone up like a turkey, and I nailed it. I figured you've got to get out the Playtex glove, blow it up, and put the glove over the head, end quote. I get it. He's making fun of the way that the press talked about that horrific abuse incident, which is disgusting on the press's part. But for Sean Penn to just make light of the whole thing anyway and just make a joke out of it really says a lot that he doesn't really care. When pushed, though, Sean refused to deny the incident. Instead, he told the interviewer to ask Madonna herself to verify that the reports were false. Madonna filed for divorce in January of 1989. While her reasoning for the divorce was considered irreconcilable differences, both have gone on record to say that they were still in love with each other, with Madonna admitting her love for Sean in the 1991 documentary In Bed With Madonna, and Sean doing likewise in the 2015 interview he did with Stephen Colbert, saying that he still loved her, you know, Madonna saying that, you know, one of her greatest loves was Sean Penn. In 2017, Madonna set the record straight on those specific abuse allegations from those two incidences, the 9-hour abuse one and then the baseball bat incident. So this is what Madonna has to say about it in 2017. She says this, I am aware of the allegations that have surfaced over the years accusing Sean of incidents of physical assault and abuse against me. Specifically, I am aware of the allegations concerning an alleged incident that occurred in June 1987, whereby, according to tabloid reports, Sean allegedly struck me with a baseball bat. I know the allegations in those and other reports to be completely outrageous, malicious, reckless, and false. She then goes on to say, I am also aware of allegations concerning an incident that occurred in December 1989, which purportedly resulted in Sean's arrest for domestic assault and battery against me. I know those allegations to be false. While we certainly had more than one heated argument during our marriage, Sean has never struck me, tied me up, or physically assaulted me, and any report to the contrary is completely outrageous, malicious, reckless, and false. I kind of take issue with that because when that incident happened at the time, she had issued a police report to the police describing everything that had happened. The police saw her, they saw her physical condition. It was a documented event that happened. And if it was a false story, I think instead of Sean making fun of the incident in that Playboy magazine interview in 1991, that he would have denied it because that goes against your character. Like, if he really cared about his character, he would say those allegations are false. That did not happen. Any normal person would say and be quick to say that never happened because why would you want to be known as a woman abuser? So, you know, the fact that he didn't deny and he pled guilty to misdemeanor in the case as well, hello, really says a lot to me that I think it did happen. And I think what happened here yet again is Madonna playing her victim complex, you know, in a way that she is literally a victim. She probably thinks that she still loves Sean truly. There has been a lot off with Madonna in the recent years. Like, she clearly is not doing okay. You can just tell by all of the work that she's got done on herself and how she handles herself on social media and things like there's something that's just not right. And I just think personally that those events did happen because if they didn't, why would he plead guilty to misdemeanor? Why would he make light of it and make fun of it and have a laugh at it? Why would she file a police report on the day? Why would any of that take place? I mean, can the press lie about things? Sure, but I think to fabricate a story like that, I really don't think the press can really make up stories like that. But the press don't really do that because, you know, the press have to have integrity. Even though the press in a lot of ways are not very genuine in how they go about obtaining certain kind of stories, You know, they don't, I believe, just kind of willy-nilly make up a story of that magnitude, because I think if they had made it up, they would have taken the press to court. That's what any normal person would do. Like, if there was this false story about you of that magnitude, you would sue and you would take them to court. But that never happened. So I fully believe in my heart of heart that that did happen, that those two incidents did happen, that Sean Penn is that person. Because you can just honestly get that vibe off of Sean Penn anyway, that he really is that kind of person. Like, he really gives off that energy. And is he a great actor? Yeah, of course he is. Like, he's a great actor, but that doesn't mean anything because as a person, he's an asshole. There you go. What more can I really say about it? You know, I think poor Madonna just went through a lot in that marriage and, you know, that changed her a lot. Because when you go through something that traumatic, I think your brain chemistry can be really altered for a really long period of time. So I think she's still kind of fighting that, you know, even now, because, you know, why would she go on record in 2017 to say that all of those things were false when she was the one that reported those incidents to the police? There are reports that those incidences happened. So the only reason I could think of is for her to be like trying to still bury the hatchet and to not get him in trouble. And maybe she's scared of him. I would be scared of Sean Penn. Who knows what kind of connection Sean Penn has? But, you know, I think Madonna is probably just scared of Sean Penn. He does not seem like a nice guy. I don't know how he is now. I don't know, like I said, if he is even tempered now, if he has mellowed out now, but that is really insane that, you know, he really did that to Madonna. And I think he won her over and then he proposed so fast. And then even from the jump, he refused to sign a prenup. And then that came back to haunt the both of them later. And then he was jealous and abusive towards her. And he really considered her his property. That's really sick. That, in a nutshell, is the story of Sean Penn and Madonna and their relationship and their marriage. I was really blown away when I learned that they were even married, but the deep-seated trauma that is really rife in that relationship is really mind-blowing to me. And now to this day, there are still people that think, did he abuse her or not abuse her? And we looked at, you know, the facts here, and we looked at what was done here, and we looked at the police report that she filed and the court case that happened and all of that stuff, that we can clearly see that those events did take place. So Madonna is the victim here in this instance, and I have no respect or sympathy for Sean Penn. So very interesting episode today. I hope that you guys enjoyed it and that you learned something today that you hadn't known about before. I will see you guys next Wednesday with another episode of On The Mix. If you would care to follow me on Instagram, feel free. Or if you would like to monetarily support the podcast, there are links down below that you can check out as well. So thank you again. I'll see you guys next Wednesday. Have a wonderful week. Bye, guys.